Tina Dietz, narrator.
From The Brazen Careerist by Penelope Trunk. Before you quit an annoying job, remember that you can learn from anyone. I spent the majority of my 20s doing jobs that raised eyebrows. As in, are you a loser? But I learned a lot from each job I had because any job, really any job, can help your career if you let it. Each person, no matter how weird, has something to teach you. And each business has a gem of genius because, hey, they're making enough money to pay you, aren't they? Some of the best negotiating training I got was from a job I had on a French chicken farm. I took the job because I had a deal with the family who owned it. I would perform chores in exchange for room and board. To me, chores meant sweeping and dusting. To them, it meant killing and plucking chickens. In my lame French, I told the matron of the house that killing animals was not among my duties. She said I'd be kicked out for breaking the agreement. So I learned to pluck. Lesson number one, get all your agreements in writing. From Howl's Moving Castle by Diana Wynne Jones.
Now, Calcifer, let's have no more nonsense. Bend down your head.
You can't make me.
Oh, yes, I can.
Sophie crackled back with the ferocity that had often stopped both her sisters in mid-fight.
If you don't, I shall pour water on you, or I shall pick up the tongs and take away both your logs, or I can go back on our bargain and tell Howl about it, can't I?
Oh, curses!
Calcifer spat.
Why did I let you in here?
Sophie slapped the heavy pan down to make sure Calcifer did not suddenly rise up.
I hope your bacon burns,
Calcifer said, muffled under the pan.
From Society of the Promotion of Tentacle Beasts by Stevie Miller. Eudora picked up the box. It was far heavier than she expected for a letter, and something triggered in her mind a hair's breadth of an instant before she removed the lid. Adrenaline fired through her veins as her body tightened like a spring. A tentacle beast jumped up and hovered in front of her like some morbid jack-in-the-box. The creature advanced on her, and she leapt back, never losing sight of those odd, intense eyes. Slowly, it extended a tentacle towards her, hesitating when she drew back. She watched the creature warily. When it made no move to harm her, she carefully extended her hand. The beast once again raised its tentacle, wrapping it around her wrist. As the discs attached themselves to her skin, Eudora felt a painful suction when she remembered the strange warning at breakfast. No pain, no fear, she thought, masking all emotion from her face as the creature continued.
From Memory and Death by J.D. Robb. Eve turned around, studied again. Somebody crawls in your hotel window and you've got time to get out of bed and run, but you don't? What were you up to, Trudy? Lieutenant Eve Dallas started the recording. Lieutenant Dallas and Detective Peabody now on scene. You ready, Peabody?
Yeah.
Check out the closet and see if you can find her cell.
I'm on it.
He stepped to the body first.
Koshed, back of the head. Blunt, classic. Time of death?
Just after 1:30 this morning.
Sexual assault.
No evidence thereof.
It's possible her killer was after something specific.
Eve blew out a breath, settled herself. If Trudy had suffered in silence, there was a reason for it.